Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
7:13, got a rainy day ahead of us, starting later on this morning, then through this evening, and then intermittently tomorrow, and then Saturday morning, but then it clears out, cools off. Daniel Erspammer joins us now, CEO of the Pelican Institute. Morning, Daniel. How are you?
Morning, Tommy. Great. Great to be with you.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me about the Pelican Institute for people that don't know.
Sure. The Pelican Institute is Louisiana's free market think tank. So our job is to research and understand policy conditions that allow people, every person in Louisiana, to flourish, and then work to educate the public and advocate for those ideas.
So when you look back at 2025, what were some of the highlights for you as far as the Pelican Institute goes?
Yeah, you know, lots of great stuff over the last couple of years. As we look at this last year, the biggest win, I think, for the state and for the people is something that didn't get a whole lot of hoopla, but something we call One Door to Work. And it streamlines and consolidates all of the various welfare safety net programs alongside the workforce programs to make the effort more efficient, make it easier for people to engage in the system, but more importantly, provides incentives and opportunity for people to move through the temporary safety net and get back to work. This is going to be transformational for how the state addresses poverty and a major transformation of the structure of government.
What does that look like for the people that are involved in it, Daniel, as far as their usage of it?
Yeah, so, you know, right now, if you're a recipient of government assistance, you may have to go to 10 or 12 different offices and deal with different eligibility checks and different case managers. And, you know, we don't really have a safety net or welfare system in the country. We have a whole bunch of disparate programs. This will allow all of those to work together. Regardless of your entry point into the system, you'll have one case manager that treats you like a whole person and designs assistance that best suits you and helps you get through the system and on to work and self-sufficiency.
What changed with tax policy in Louisiana in 2025?
Well, not much in 2025, but at the end of 2024, a significant package of bills passed that flattened the personal income tax, flattened the corporate income tax, eliminate at the top of the year in 2026, the franchise tax will finally be gotten rid of. And, you know, in 2025, the legislature passed a series of individual constitutional amendments that represent parts of what was a failed constitutional amendment two last year. Voters will make those decisions next spring.
Is Louisiana a more friendly place for people to do businesses, to do business rather than it was? And we did it. Now we're back with Daniel Erspammer. We're going to play the Who Are You game, but we got him back. Is Louisiana a better place to do business in this year, Daniel, than it was the previous year and the previous year and the previous year before that?
There's no question about it. We have made progress to streamline some regulatory processes, clarify and provide stability to the tax code. There's not to suggest there's not still a lot more work to do, but absolutely progress has been made to make this not only a better place to do business, but to, you know, live, work, and raise a family.
What would you like to see done in 2026?
As we look ahead, you know, our number one priority is ensuring the promise of the LA Gator program. So this is a program that passed that allow every child to attend a school that fits them best, which means dollars that the state is spending on education can follow each child ultimately to the school that fits them best, whether that's a public school, a public charter school, a home school, a parochial school, private school, whatever that may look like for that family. That was passed in 2024, unfortunately not funded in 2025. So really fulfilling that promise to the nearly 40,000 children who qualified for the program, applied, spent time to apply and qualify to raise their hand, make sure the funding actually gets to those kids.
How can that happen without it affecting public schools is a question I get from a lot of people.
Yeah. You know, first answer to that is none of the local dollars are changing. So the local tax dollars, the property tax and sales tax that we spend or collect rather to spend on schools, this doesn't change any of that. This is only dealing with the state dollars. And the same thing is true today that will be true after the full implementation of Gator. If a family decides to move their kid to another school, the dollars will follow. That happens today if you move to a different public school. And if a child unenrolls from the school doesn't get that money either. So nothing changes in that. This just puts power in the hands of families and parents who know their kids best, rather than forcing kids who, to go to the zone public school that they live.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Talking to Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute. End of the year is fast approaching, so we'll talk about 2025, continue to talk about 2025, what stood out for good and bad, and what's on tap for 2026. 720 Traffic Now, WWL. 725 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute, talking about what went right in 2025 and what didn't. What would you say did not go right in 2025, Daniel?
Yeah, you know, a few disappointments there. While there were some good bills and progress on addressing legal abuse and you know, particularly relative to our car and home insurance issues, some good things were left on the table and ended up a couple of steps forward, maybe one step back. So I think good stuff there, but there's still work to do to address the legal climate here in Louisiana, whether it relates to insurance or coastal lawsuits or, you know, a number of places where we see that problem.
Talk about the Streamline Act, if you will, because I saw the position on your website and I got involved in this accidentally last year. And it really is kind of ridiculous if you try to deposit some cash in a bank.
Oh, yeah. You know, this is one of these bills on the federal level that supposedly is to help address, you know, drug trafficking and terrorism or something like that. But what happens is, there are thresholds. If you are a small business owner, let's say you run perhaps a restaurant or something that may have a lot of cash, triggers all this red tape and federal review when you deposit somewhat large amounts of cash into the bank. Senator Kennedy has introduced a bill, the Streamline Act, along with Senator Tim Scott, that would raise those thresholds so we at least can keep up with inflation. They haven't changed in a few decades. And it will will remove some of that regulatory red tape burden on particularly our small community banks, and really focus on fighting financial crime rather than just processing a whole bunch of reports.
How low are the thresholds now, Daniel?
They are $10,000 in one category and $2,000 and $3,000 in another. So it will basically triple all of those. That'll move to $5,000, $10,000, and $30,000.
I know I got caught up in it just because I was saving money, trying to save some cash, and I would save it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Big bills, and then I tried to deposit it, and man, they were looking at me like I was Pablo Escobar or something. It's like, come on, man, what are you doing? I just saved a couple of bucks here, and I'm just trying to put it in the bank. What do you call it all of these people over here for?
Kingpin Tommy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Tell me about 2026. What would you like to see done?
Yeah, so, another big thing for 2026 we've been talking about for a long time past as part of Amendment 2 in late 2024, but of course not implemented, and that is what we call a government growth limit. We believe that, the spending of our state government has grown much faster than our population and inflation, and, the state budget has grown about 80% over the last decade. So what a government growth limit would do would be something very common sense. It says we've got to constrain the growth of recurring spending to inflation and population. So as population grows, as we have to keep up with inflation, of course, we can spend a little more. But we've got to focus on core priorities to make sure we can accomplish big objectives, fixing infrastructure for one, and for another, to continue to lower tax burdens on our families and, get the state in a good place.
I just hope Pete Hegseth doesn't take me out.
That's right. You better watch out.
Yeah. Thank you, Daniel.
Thanks, Tommy.
Appreciate
Have a great
your
day.
Time. All right, Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute. Sunday, Saints battle of Bucks in Tampa. You can start your game day at 8 o'clock with Steve Geller, Charlie Long, and the Caesars Sportsbook First Take. Then at 10 o'clock, join Bobby Hebert, Steve Geller for the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff. They'll break down the matchup. Game times at high noon with Deuce and Haas featuring Jeff Nowak on the sideline. And do yourself a favor, turn down that TV and turn up the radio. Then after the game, sound off at the Cajun Cannon on the point after. If you love football, we got it for you. 10 hours of wall-to-wall black and gold coming your way. Saints Bucks Sunday on WWL and live on the free Odyssey app. We'll come back, talk about LSU recruiting and signing. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 7:45, quarter till 8. Been a busy couple of weeks for LSU. Wilson Alexander joins us now, LSU beat writer for The Advocate, joins us to talk about all that. How you doing, Wilson? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. What do we know about Lane Kiffin's contract?
It is a 7-year, $91 million deal. It will pay him $13 million a year, which makes him the second highest paid coach in the country behind Georgia's Kirby Smart. And it includes an automatic escalator that if he were to win a national title, it would then automatically make him the highest paid coach in the country. And those are just some of the things. There's more in there about the buyout, and there's even an interesting clause where if whatever Ole Miss does in the playoff, LSU is going to pay Lane Kiffin the bonuses that he would have made had he stayed at Ole Miss.
Wow.
$150,000 for them playing a first-round game, and if they were to go and win a national title without him, he'd get $1 million.
See, that's why I wouldn't be a very good negotiator, because at $13 million a year, I'd be happy. I wouldn't care about the rest of it.
Well, you're not Jimmy Sexton, then.
No, that's true. Exactly. The agent's got to get his cut. When this buyout, as far as this buyout thing goes, there's kind of like the devil's in the details with this, because in a way it's a victory over the Brian Kelly deal, because it's 80%, not 90%, but it's also based on what he goes on to do if he leaves LSU, right?
Oh, no, not quite really. There's no mitigation.
Wrong?
Yeah, there's no mitigation or offset clause in this one, whereas there was a mitigation offset clause in Brian Kelly.
I said it backward, but that's what I was trying to say.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's that guarantees Lane Kiffin would make however much was left in the buyout, whereas obviously with Brian Kelly, now that that situation's been resolved, if he were to ever get another job, which LSU expects him to try to do, then that buyout will be reduced by the offset by the salary in the next job. That wouldn't be the case here with Lane Kiffin, at least according to the term sheet, too. We'll see if anything looks different in the full contract. That'll be interesting to see, but at least in the term sheet, that's what it says right now.
Is this public record? Who is Lane Kiffin's contract with?
It's with LSU.
Okay. So as a result, it is public record, and we'll be able to see the intimate details of it?
Yeah, that's how I obtained it. I made a public records request.
All right, and you've read the entire thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you have signed it in a heartbeat?
If I was playing Kiffin, yeah.
In a definitely. Heartbeat, yes.
Definitely. I would have signed it for half of that.
Exactly. Let's talk about the recruiting period and signing days, because there's a couple of different ones. And at what point is a player definitely bound to LSU or any university?
When they sign their documentation and send it off to LSU. It's a little different than it used to be. I mean, mm-hmm. with the transfer portal, January 2nd, if a guy wanted to, and within a month they could enter the portal. But if they've signed and LSU has announced them, then they're pretty much bound at this point.
So who did the Tigers sign?
Yesterday, they signed 10 different guys yesterday. And we're still waiting on the paperwork to kind of be announced for Richard Anderson, the number one defensive lineman out of Edna Carr. He said yesterday he was signing with LSU, but LSU hasn't quite announced hasn't announced that yet, which is a little curious today, kind of starting into the day, why that hasn't happened yet. Kind of try to get to the bottom of that. But yeah, 10 different guys. I mean, I could read off the list of names if you wanted to.
So in this day and age of NIL, could the guy from Carr be negotiating a better deal? That's what he's holding out for?
Not necessarily. That kind of would be done by this point. When you put pen to paper, that's part of it, really. I mean,
the fact that he hasn't, though, right? He hasn't put pen to paper yet.
Well, we watched him put pen to paper yesterday at Edna Carr, but the paperwork hasn't been sent in. So,
okay.
I don't know exactly where that stands fully. But to your question about revenue sharing and NIL and all that, like, those negotiations get done ahead of time and have been getting worked out with LSU and all those things. And that's part of kind of what gets wrapped up when once they're signing, that stuff is usually done.
So now we're parsing, at what point does it become legal and binding? Because he put the pen to the paper, but was somebody there from LSU to witness it? At what point, if I sign a contract with you, but I don't send you a copy, or you don't sign it, does that make it binding? I mean, are we at that point quite, Wilson, or not?
I'm a little lost. With this line.
What I'm saying is I'm confused as to whether or not you said he put pen to paper, but what does that mean? He put pen to what paper? Is he committed to LSU or not? Because if he's not, at what point does he become committed to LSU? What did he sign exactly, and was an LSU representative there?
I don't know that an LSU representative there was there. That stuff usually gets faxed in.
What I'm saying is he can tear it up. Here's what I'm saying. He can sign whatever he wants, but it's not legally binding until LSU gets it or until he sends it in. So he could still be negotiating, could he not?
I suppose. I don't know exactly what's going on.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Wilson Alexander, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. Wilson, I didn't mean to draw you into contracts 101. I'm still hurting from the Bryce Underwood thing, and I'm just, I don't know when the fish is in the boat until it's in the ice chest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. And maybe I can provide a little bit of clarity. So,
okay.
You know how athletes used to sign national letters of intent? They did away with that last year.
Right.
What they're signing now are financial aid agreements, and those are basically contracts with the school. That's sort of something that got changed because of the revenue sharing era that we're in. So once that gets signed and sent in, they are bound to the school. But because of the way college sports works now, they could also technically enter the transfer portal from January 2nd to the 15th if they so desired. But that's about as far as I know about it.
I got you. So when it comes to Brown and Alexander, could Blake Baker's future have something to do with this as far as because now he's in the conversation to be Tulane's new head coach?
Yeah, our understanding is that the uncertainty around his future and some other staff members as well. LSU's defensive line coach, it's unclear exactly who that will be. Frank Wilson, we don't know what decision yet is going to be made around his future at LSU, whether or not he'll be retained as the running back coach. And so, as I understand, especially with Lamar Brown right now, he has held off on doing anything, even having a signing ceremony, until he kind of sees what that situation is going to be. And for Lamar Brown, he's not an early enrollee, so he can wait until February. And nothing really changes for him. They're both still committed to LSU. And again, Richard Anderson had a signing ceremony yesterday in which he very publicly said he was going to LSU and signing with LSU. But that's kind of the thing going into yesterday, and why there might have even been a delay with Richard Anderson that didn't end up happening, which was the uncertainty around the staff.
Get him in the ice chest. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Wilson, get him in the ice chest, close the lid on it, let him flop around in there, and then we'll be good. What do you think when it comes to quarterback, and we only have a couple of seconds left here, do you think Lane Kiffin goes shopping all over the country, six of the SEC? What do you think?
Well, they're going to try to flip Landon Duckworth from South Carolina, so they actually have a quarterback in this class, but they're going to shop all over the country for one in the transfer portal for sure. It'll be interesting to see if Trinidad Chambliss gets a waiver for another year at Ole Miss. I certainly think that Lane Kiffin will be making a call there.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Wilson Alexander, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. We'll talk about Medicare annual enrollment when we come back. We'll also talk to Joe Geruso. And you can also text us at 504-260-1870. What's your favorite cookie on the store shelf?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.